Shut up and sit down.
Welcome everyone to week 15 of the Gritcast. The Buffalo Bills are in the playoffs. I just want to say that out loud.
I'm still a little bit in shock. It's been like three or four days.
I can't believe it. I can't even like get through a whole intro without talking about it. But welcome to the Gritcast by Grinda Sports. Thanks for joining us again. Sorry for being a little later than usual, but I think we're just all in shock. Like I just don't know how to operate with the Buffalo Bills.
In all facets of my life.
I've been paralyzed. I haven't done anything at work for the last 2 days.
No.
It was a wild ride. So we'll just talk about how we watched the game. So we all got together, the season ticket crew. Watched the game up in the up at Pat's on the big screen. We had the Bengals Ravens streaming on the computer because we knew that was important.
Yep.
You know, so there were the two scenarios. It was the Ravens had to lose, the Bengals had to beat the Ravens, or like, both the Titans and the Chargers had to lose. So that
and the Titans and Chargers
those two games
won. So stressful.
Yeah, they both won, and
they were up,
you know, winning most of the game. So we kind of knew. Yeah, we kind of knew those weren't going to be an option. The Bengals got out to a decent lead, so we were feeling pretty good. And then, you know, the Bills were just dominating most of the game. You know, it was scary when Shady went down, but we had our boy Mike Murphy tearing it up.
Dude came out of nowhere.
And even the Toll Dozer, like, just smashed a dude and put him in the dirt, which was the most exciting play of his Bills career, for sure.
Yeah, he always has a run once in a while. That's decent. Most of the time, it's just getting stuck behind the line, but
yeah, trying to like run, hit the edge like he's Shady, and then getting caught for a yard loss.
But I mean, he absolutely toldos that one guy though.
Lowered his shoulder, boom. I like someone called him the little teapot because he's short and stout. That's what I think I'm gonna start calling him that now.
Yeah, I
like it. Yeah, I mean, the game looked like it was in hand. Looked like okay, the Bills game's pretty much over. We could start focusing on Bengals Ravens exclusively. And then the Dolphins started clawing their way back in, which was just like so nerve-wracking. The Bills had that 99-yard fumble recovery touchdown called back, and then the Dolphins scored.
Yep.
And then they got and then there was a brawl with the one dude throwing his helmet, and the refs like were just giggling the whole time.
Well, then they like threw the wrong guy out. They tried to throw Richie Incognito out of the game. He wasn't even on the field.
Yeah, Incognito not even on the Dolphins, not even on the field.
They ended up losing like two of their best offensive players because it was Landry and Kenyon Drake that got thrown out of the game.
Oh yeah, that definitely didn't help them. But then they recovered the onside kick with
again
the guy like fake, yeah, they did like a double fake turnaround thing and booted it off our dude. So it was definitely stressful watching that David Fales guy. Honestly, I'd never heard of him in my life, and if he was gonna sink the Bills, I was just gonna jump out a window.
I agree. It was one of the most stressful moments of my life, just watching the Bills almost blow the game and at the same time watching the Ravens claw their way back into the game against the Bills.
Oh, it was a double whammy. Oh, my God. So, the Ravens are, like, steadily climbing back into it. They were down by a couple touchdowns, and then they score to take the lead.
Late.
Finally, the Bills. Yeah, I think it was, like, 8 minutes left. Still, though, like the Bengals didn't look like they were doing anything the whole second half.
Yeah, they fell apart.
But then the Bills seal it. Poyer gets the interception. So finally, they, you know, they put the game on CBS. So we're watching it on the big screen. And I mean, there's a reason the Bengals aren't making the playoffs. There's a reason they're talking about firing the coach. So it's like, how much faith do you really have in them to come back against the Ravens, who've been pretty hot, you know, the second half of the season?
Yeah.
They get the ball back with 90 seconds left.
Well, they almost muffed the punt to begin with.
Yeah, the bounces off the punt goes off one of the dude's helmets. Oh, my God. And then Dalton has to drive 90 yards to take the lead. Like, oh, it almost went bad so many times. We were just screaming, pacing, like
Dalton's like, I was trying to throw interceptions. I mean, he's getting calls waved off of pass interferences. I think most of the yards they got on that last drive were pass interferences. And
yeah, pass inter-
just my heart stopped every play. It's just
that interception that got called back was unreal. Because first he almost got sacked. He spun out of the sack.
I can't believe he got out of it.
And then he makes this wild throw into like double coverage that wasn't even close, intercepted, but
that got called back to another penalty. And
yeah. And then it still comes down to a 4th and 12. They're not really, they're too far out of field goal range, which the field goal wouldn't help them anyway, right?
Yeah, they would tie the game. That's all.
I think they were down 4, weren't they?
Were they?
I don't know.
Fuck.
It was too far anyway, but
No, then, they could have tied the game because I remember the field goal line was on the field.
Oh, okay, yeah. So would have tied it, but I'm glad they played for the win because I didn't trust him in overtime. And obviously everyone by now has seen that play, just the touchdown where Dalton chucks it like 20 yards in the air. Boyd catches it and shakes a couple dudes, goes for the touchdown.
I don't know how they didn't tackle him, man. He's looking, it should have been 2 clean tackles, and he just blows right by him.
Right? I can imagine they tackle him and like they run out of time trying to, come with a play or something. Like I could just see that happening. Some bullshit. But it didn't. They pulled it off, they scored. We were jumping up and down, just like screaming like schoolgirls, like just hugging each other. I laid on the ground, I think, at one point. It was incredible. It was amazing.
And then we had to sit through the last 40 seconds of the game still.
Yeah. So yeah, the Ravens got the ball back and looked like they might be able to move it a little bit. And they come down like 1 yard short trying to convert on 4th down.
Like 4th and 14 or something like that. Come up 1 yard short. And
Ben Watson, the guy's like a million years old.
Yeah. And we just lost it again. All of us. We had like, 5 of us in the room watching the game. Everyone's jumping up. Everyone's screaming. Everyone's hugging each other. guys were tearing up. People were crying.
There were some tears flowing. Oh, what a moment, though.
I was in shock for most of the night. The next morning, I woke up and I'm like, did I drink too much last night, or did the Bills actually make the playoffs?
It didn't seem like real life. Yeah, coupled with the fact that it was New Year's Eve and like we're having a party, so a bunch of people were showing up just as like we're all processing this. It was overwhelming.
Yeah, people are showing up in Bills gear. Everybody's just there's just this feeling. Everybody, man, the whole city. One of the first things I did, I opened up the window or they opened up the door to the house, and I just yelled, "Let's go Buffalo!" out the window into the city.
Yeah, I was looking out the street to see if anyone was going to go streaking. Like,
oh my god!
I just that was some night.
I have like my dad was texting both my parents texted me. My mom doesn't even watch football hardly ever. She's texting me like, this is insane. I'm like, you got to be kidding me.
Oh man, yeah. My mom texted me. That was cool. So
yeah,
drought's over. We're going to Jacksonville. Well, the Bills are going to Jacksonville, and we, as Gritness Sports, are going to Jacksonville.
Yeah, we're taking our talents to Jacksonville Beach, well, close to the beach.
we're driving down there. We're renting a minivan.
We're renting the minivan. We're going to go down. We're going to steal the show.
Rolling in style. Yeah, it's going to be dope, dude. I'm super excited, so we're going to try to get some content for you guys, take lots of videos, and it's going to be an insane scene. I think Buffalo's just going to invade that city. They're not going to know what hit them.
The cold weather's already hitting down there. Working them in a little bit, beating them up. Then we're going to show up. It's going to be like 60 degrees on game day. We're going to show up, be nice and comfortable. We're going to be out there in like t-shirts. They're going to be bundled up like it's goddamn Hoth out there.
Yeah, they're going to be like, oh, this is so chilly. I'm going to bring my Zubaz shorts. cut off, it's going to be balmy compared to what we got now, 0 degrees. And
yeah, I'll take what I can get.
hopefully we survive the trip because we are staying at the sketchy motel that is, according to Google, has 2.7 out of 5 stars.
Not
so it's listed as it's fair. But there are some reviews that are sketching me out a little bit. One guy had, a little nervous. One guy had some watches stolen. Another guy said the light switches didn't have covers and there were exposed wires.
Oh.
Another guy said the rooms are clean. It's a great place to stay if you don't mind brushing elbows with pimps, johns, and escorts. So, you know, there could be a positive or negative. Right.
Yeah, it's going to be a wild time. I have a feeling that there's going to be a lot of Bills fans inside the hotel, though. It's going to be, you know, a complete takeover. Like just down the road pretty much from the stadium. So hopefully we survive.
Yeah, I like it. Yeah, we got the Bills Mafia backing us up. You know, La Familia. Nobody's going to mess with us. You know, that we'll send them a black hand in the mail and let them know that they're on our watch list if they do.
Yeah, there you go. But yeah, I'm pumped, man. It's just crazy seeing how crazy the whole Bills Mafia has been the past few days, and they're showing their support for not only the Bills but for the Bengals, who are the true team to end the drought for us. We got people are donating to Andy Dalton's foundation, $17 mm-hmm. a piece. They're up to over 10,000 people have done it, around 250 grand already.
Yeah, that's the last I saw. It's incredible.
Yeah. And now Taj Boyd, he's like, I got to get out in the action too. So he started asking Bills fans for money today too for his charity. Yeah. I think it helps, like, it's for the kids. Helps out with pay for football and stuff for the kids.
So yeah,
football. He's up to already like Western. Over 10K, I think, or 20K.
Yeah, so that's awesome. I think that's helping rehab the Bills Mafia image a little bit, showing that we can be charitable when we finally have a team that gives us something to cheer about.
See, that's what always bothers me. It's like people think it's got to be one or the other as far as the image goes. It's like, why can't we just be these, you know, lovable drunks with hearts of gold? You know, we like to dive through tables, but we also like to build tables and buy tables for people too.
We like to put food on the tables too.
Yeah, I mean, if you want. And then we'll go through the tables after we're done eating.
Well, I meant for, like, the people in need, but that's
it. Well, I mean, that's part of their deal, though. They have to go through the tables. You pay it forward.
Yeah. There was, you know, a tweet going around about the city of Jacksonville saying that they weren't going to sell tables to anyone with out-of-state IDs.
Well, I mean, that was fake.
But, yeah, I know. I was going to say, I mean,
I liked the joke.
A lot of people thought it was real, but that was definitely fake. It was on Reddit.
actually, it would be a good idea for them to start banning tables. I'm kind of surprised they're not doing it.
I mean, what's the worst that's gonna happen?
I don't. Are we allowed to start like trash talking Jacksonville yet?
I don't know whether it's gonna be. I feel like it's gonna be kind of just a fun atmosphere all around because
I think everybody's just happy
rival. Yeah, it's not like the Jags are entitled to be there. It's the first time they've been in the playoffs for years. Their first home playoff game. Yeah, their first home playoff game since 99 or since 2000, since the last time the Bills were in the playoffs. So they're going to be excited. I think it's going to be just a good atmosphere. I'm glad we're not going to, you know, New England or Pittsburgh or something like that in the first game. If we win, you know, different story. But
if we win, have to go to New England. I don't think I'm going to New England.
No, me neither. I can't deal with those assholes.
No, but Pittsburgh. Oh, we're not going to play Pittsburgh, but maybe when we get to the AFC Championship.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, let's just plan ahead.
Maybe I'll go.
Not a far drive, though.
It's been a lot of fun, though.
For sure. Just something we haven't gotten to enjoy in a long time. We're not talking about who our next head coach is going to be. We're not, like, looking for some new czar of football operations. Like, Bill Polian's not in the fucking news.
We're not looking at mock drafts yet. Well, I mean, Nick is, but...
Yeah, there's been some previews, but
feels good
though. You know, we're not gonna have a shot at those top ones without a trade, so we got plenty of time to worry about that. It's nice to be in the mix in January.
Yes, sir. Well, we both wrote things earlier this week, and like I mentioned, we're 8 years old when the last playoff game for the Bills was against Tennessee. There, 8 years old. It's 26 now, and we're finally going to see a Bills playoff game again.
Oh my gosh. It's incredible. Been through a lot. I'm going to post something later this week, maybe before we drive down. I had my mom look up some pictures of me from during the drought and like beforehand. There's some good ones. There's me and Doster tailgating. We're both wearing visors.
Oh, that's
that used to be a thing in the early 2000s. So yeah, there's going to be some nostalgia there. But, I'm excited now. Can't wait.
I'm absolutely ready for it. I'm ready. I'm just ready to get on the road. What the hell are we doing here still?
I don't know, dude. Like I said, I'm not doing anything at work. I'm just trolling around different Facebook groups and Reddit, seeing what there is to do down there. And
you can go visit the paper factory.
Paper factory? Thunder Mifflin?
Not actually a paper factory. It's a nuclear power plant that everyone in Jacksonville thinks is a paper factory.
Oh.
Because it's they're very
is this a conspiracy theory?
No, no, it's an actual that's a fact. Like it's a nuclear power plant. It looks like, you know, the fucking
what?
Is you know, looks like the one Homer Simpson works at.
With the big like cone thing.
The big silo.
Yeah.
Yeah. They think it's a paper factory.
Hmm.
Shout out Jacksonville.
There's a Budweiser factory down there. I was thinking we might have to go check that out.
Ho ho.
So we'll have plenty to talk about that when we get back and try to, you know, keep everyone posted. Make sure to follow us on Instagram. @Gritness_sports?
On Instagram, yes.
Twitter @Gritness Sports. We're on Reddit now. So shout out to anyone who's checking us out through that.
Yeah, we're blowing up.
We are getting our tentacles in everything.
May we have even brought on another writer, another Nick. Nick.
Yeah.
Coble? Something like that?
Shout out to Brockport. And all the toll booth workers out there.
Nick the Toll Man Coble.
That's a gritty name. I like it.
I like it. That's a blue-collar person right there. He already put something up. I think he's going to be doing his putting his podcast on Gritness Sports as well, I think.
Awesome.
Not promising that. But it's cool. You check out his stuff, you know, check out everybody.
He's a journalism major, so he's you know, kind of a big J or hoping to be a big J someday.
Grinding. Putting his time on the grit.
Sure. So we do have some topics this week, in addition to the Bills. Just you know, our normal smorgasbord of crazy shit.
We never talked about Marvin Lewis. I just want to say shout out Marvin Lewis. The Bengals played real hard for him, trying to playing hard for his last game in Cincinnati. Oh, they re-signed him to a 2-year contract. Okay, but
do you think the players were kind of pissed? They're like, okay, I'll play hard for him one last time, but I mean, it's time to start over. And then they find out that he gets an extension. They're like, oh, fuck.
Yeah. I thought he was just walking away like he was ready to retire. Apparently he's been sandbagging everybody.
I thought he was going to retire or, you know, move to the front office,
yeah.
Do something. Like, guy's been around forever. He's the second longest tenured coach behind Belichick. Yeah. And it's not like he's has anywhere near the success of him. It's crazy that he's been able to stick around this long.
Yeah, it's definitely time for a change in Cincinnati. I feel bad for him because we've seen our team you know, over the course of the 17 years that we missed the playoffs, we've seen them kind of get a little too comfortable with mediocre teams. And it's kind of what it feels like in Cincinnati, so I feel bad for the fans, especially after they get to see us, you know.
We've seen him get too comfortable. But we've also seen him pull the trigger too soon.
That's true.
You know, or too often. You know, our last few coaches only lasted 2 years each, so it's tough to get anything there. But I don't think you could say it's been too soon for Marvin Lewis. Right. Yeah. I guess that argument doesn't apply to Lewis, who's been there since the dawn of time.
Yeah. Well, you know, switching it over to hockey then. KHL, for those of you that don't know about it, is the Russian Hockey League. It's probably the second biggest pro league in the world after the NHL. It's kind of just like the Wild Wild West over there. Like, you have no idea what's going on in the KHL. It's just weird stuff. all time. People not getting paid. Teams are folding midseason. Then another team pops up, and they got people.
I think they're all run by like oil barons and and Putin and stuff, basically,
yeah.
Right?
I mean, yeah, it's pretty much it. It's all oil money. It's just and nobody gets paid though. So they have all this money. They just don't pay anybody.
Well, some people get paid.
Some people do. Some teams are good. Some teams are not.
Didn't Kovalchuk go there? Isn't he still bouncing around?
Kovalchuk's probably like one of the only players that get paid. Kovalchuk, Pavel Datsyuk. Because they all go to like the same one or two teams that are actually like financially stable. Most of the league, because they got like 30 teams over there, like the NHL. And most of the teams aren't very stable. You got a team in China. They got a team over in Finland. Kazakhstan,
where I didn't know that
they're all over in Latvia, all over Eastern Europe and like the Czech Republic, stuff like that. They got teams everywhere now. They've been expanding, trying to take over stuff. But Kazakhstan is where we're going.
Oh, that's where this was.
Yeah,
makes sense.
Yeah, there's a team over there.
Home of Borat.
Yeah, the team over there. I'm not even gonna pretend to like know how to pronounce the name of this team, so I'm not even gonna try. There's about 10 games left in the season. They're sitting out of the playoff picture, and they are desperate. They're going to try anything. So what else would you do besides grab a sheep and sacrifice it to the old gods on your right on your ice? Right on the ice. Pull it out on the ice, slaughter it in front of the team, and then sprinkle its blood all over the net and wild.
Did they clean the net? Did they just leave the blood on the net, like on the ice? Did they have to Zamboni that shit off before they played the next game?
I don't know, man. I would assume they would it would come off with the Zamboni, but I mean, I guess you could leave it on the net.
I think that would freak out an opposing goalie. Be like, yeah. What the hell happened to the last guy who was over here?
Exactly. So there's a couple like of Canadians I think on the team. And they're like puking their guts out, apparently. Because everyone's freaked out. Nobody knows what they expect. Why they decide, oh, what's the best course of action for my for the rest of my career? I'm done with the NHL. Should I, you know, maybe settle for the AHL, ride the bus with the kids, you know, stuff like that? Should I go to like Germany or Switzerland or Sweden, play in a somewhat competitive league, make a little bit of money? Or should I try to go into like the KHL, have like actually in a really competitive league, and maybe I can resurrect my career? Well, you got to be thinking you made a mistake when you go over there and they're just slaughtering sheep on the ice.
I saw the Goon 2, like the sequel on Netflix, and this honestly seems like something that they would do in the movie, like slaughter a sheep to give their enforcer more power. Well, that was my first believe this is a real thing.
That was my first question. I'm like, did it work? did it help? Because
did they win? Yeah. Does anyone have any results?
I have no idea. This if it worked, you know, maybe we get Phil Housley out there on the ice, him and Jack Eichel just slaughtering sheep.
If it would make sense. I mean, the Sabres had the goat head jerseys, and you go slaughter a sheep, and I don't know.
Well, you take like an actual saber. All right,
yeah, you cut. Ooh,
we're getting too dark with it. might have to cut some of that.
No,
no.
I mean, the Sabres have put us in a dark place. It's crazy that this hasn't come up till now, but the Sabres played in the Winter Classic on New Year's Day.
Yeah, did you watch any of it?
Nope. Nope. I was hungover, napping on the couch.
Yeah, I was doing the same thing. I watched the second half of the game, and I'm just kind of laying there dead on the couch. Put it on. And of course, that's when they started picking it up. They ended up coming back against the Rangers, taking it to overtime, and of course losing in heartbreaking fashion.
But so first I thought the game was on New Year's Eve, which I know is stupid, but I wasn't actually doing anything. I was just like around the house cleaning and stuff, so it would have been nice.
Yeah.
But yeah, they put it on New Year's Day when everyone's hungover, especially the city of Buffalo, who just found out their football team's going to the playoffs. I just totally forgot about it until like 6 o'clock. And
I don't think the NHL schedule makers planned on the Bills making the playoffs on January 31st, so
No, that's understandable. But they just, the NHL diluted the product too much by, you know, having all these outdoor games every year. And they should have kept one game, you know, make it a big deal. Instead, they've watered it down. And now it's like, it's not that special.
Yeah. That's the thing. Like, I liked it the first year or two that they had it. Like, first year was the Sabres and Penguins. Second year, I think, was like Chicago, Detroit, or something like that, or
yeah,
Boston, so. Philly, maybe. It was cool for like the first 2 or 3 years, and then they started doing like 6 outdoor games a year. Like, they, besides the Winter Classic, they had the Stadium Series, the Heritage Classic.
Yeah, like, I don't even know what those things are. It doesn't mean anything. They're just made up tradition. Fun. It's fun once a year, but the games are too hard to watch otherwise, because you got these terrible camera angles. It's like snowing and you can't see where the puck is.
There was a lot of sky cam this time. It's actually kind of cool. I didn't expect that. But I mean, it's a Winter Classic, and they keep trying to make it seem like it's a huge deal, and really they've just killed a fun tradition.
I did kind of enjoy the World Juniors that had their outdoor game.
That was a little different.
I mean, and that was in Buffalo, so a little biased there, but that was exciting.
Yeah, I mean, and we're Americans, and we're a little biased there, too.
USA came back and, you know, winning that shootout. That was electric.
The difference is, like, whenever they seem to have the outdoor games in Buffalo, you just get, like, the perfect, like, atmosphere. Like, you get the snowfall and just, the right amount. You're out there. People are just having a fucking great time here in Buffalo. And you get the Canadians that come down, and they're always fun.
That definitely helps.
But I don't know, man. I don't know what they can do. They just got to cut back on the outdoor games.
And make it more selective, for sure. It's got to mean something.
Indeed. Well, you know what would also help is, like, let's not play Chicago and, you know, Philly and Detroit and Boston every single year. Like, if they actually switched it up, maybe I'd get a little bit more into it.
Maybe, but there's only so many places where you can host it that.
Yeah, no, you're definitely limited in where you can host it, unless you want to do it on neutral sites. I mean, come on, you can get some other teams in there. There's not just, like, right. 6 teams in the league anymore.
I don't know if the NHL realizes that. You want to get into our apocalypse of the week?
Yeah, might as well. We're all fucked anyway, aren't we?
It seems proper. The Bills are making the playoffs, so, you know, hell is frozen over, and it's the end of times.
So, yeah, it's all shot. We've been talking here for a while about AI and robots and how we're all fucked. We're all dead. They're going to kill us all. Well, we just keep going on. Every other day, it seems like something new to just make these things even more terrifying and powerful. Mm-hmm. Now they've created artificial muscles for these robots that are, what, 15 times stronger than ours? Than a natural muscle?
Yeah, I think they can lift like 1,000 times their own weight. And it's, yeah, that's 15 times stronger than a human muscle. They're like these 3D printed, like, gel, kind of silicone-y looking.
Looks like muscle.
Things. And the video, like, is intertwined with Westworld, so they show the actual synthetic muscle, which doesn't look all that intimidating. But then they show the, you know, the Westworld people, like, getting printed and getting the muscles, like, sewn onto the exoskeleton, and then it really drives the point home, like, that we're fucked.
I don't know what we can do anymore about it. I think, do we gotta give in? Do we surrender?
It's too early for that. I think what we got to do is steal the muscles for ourselves. And
it's kind of what I was thinking. I'm like, we could definitely put these into our own bodies, I would think.
Yeah, like, I could use a 6-pack and some, you know.
I mean, hell, Arian Foster can come back. Can come back finally. Get him an ACL. Danny Woodhead will never miss a game in his life.
Yeah, you could give it to all those athletes who are always too injured. You give it to Greg Oden. I know he's, you know, 75 years old, but
yeah, I mean, I don't know if it can fix CTE though.
Yeah, Yeah, I don't think it's a brain muscle.
We'll see. I mean, they'll get there eventually because, you know, they just want to kill us all. But on a related note, I saw today, just before we started recording, actually, apparently they're now saying that people will be able to hack into these sex robots that everybody's getting, I guess, and have them murder you.
Murder you? Through your, like, what kind of sex robots are we talking about?
I don't know. I'm not well versed on sex robots, but but I would say that they got to be pretty advanced. I'm assuming your average Joe probably can't afford them yet. So oh, okay. We're okay for now.
So you get your sex robot, and maybe you're getting choked a little bit, and someone hacks in and holds it a little too far, and you go David Carradine,
crush your head like the mountain crushing Oberyn Martell.
Oh, gross.
Done. We're all fucked. Just going to drink my beer.
That's a hell of a way to go. That is bleak. You know what's not bleak is the fact that Baron Davis is apparently dating Admiral Holdo, a.k.a. Laura Dern. Yeah. Who saw that coming?
I'm going to tell you one person who didn't see that coming, me, because I have no idea who Baron Davis is.
You don't know who Baron Davis is?
No idea.
Oh my god! So he's a basketball player, big in the mid-2000s, early to mid-2000s. He was on the Golden State Warriors, the last time they were good before they were bad, and then got Steph Curry and everybody.
Yeah, I know. That sounds familiar. I'm not a big basketball guy. It's kind of a trash sport.
Yeah, I'm not a huge basketball guy, but he was in NBA Street. So you kind of had to know who he was. He was one of the better guys. It's just, so he's a retired basketball player.
Gotcha.
And he's dating Laura Dern, who was in Jurassic Park and was just in the newest Star Wars.
Yeah,
and
a big
who's got to be in her 50s, right?
She's got to be a little older. Hey, I ain't judging anybody.
He's cougar hunting.
He can't be that young, though, either. I mean...
Yeah, I'm going to look it up.
Sounds like you're age shaming here.
I'm not trying to. It's surprising. You know, a basketball player, he's 38. He's not that old.
Eh, how old is she?
She is 50. So,
12 years.
Well, 12 years, okay. Not too crazy.
Your microaggressions are getting out of control here, Hambone.
Yeah, that's true. If it was the other way around, I don't think people would think about it too much. So, I will accept that.
Is she still rocking the purple hair?
Not in the pictures I've seen. I don't know. Did you like the purple hair? I thought that was a little weird.
I like the purple hair.
Is it?
I'm down.
Is she an alien in Star Wars? She's not really, right? She's just a person.
Do you really want to know?
Well, they're all aliens, right? Is that what you're...
No. From the planet that she's from, the culture is they all dye their hair weird colors and stuff, purple, blue. It's kind of like hipsters on Earth here. Or any person in Sweden.
Oh. Kind of like the Tyroshi pirates in Game of Thrones.
Yeah, they always dye their beards and shit.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're not nerds.
How about that reference? I still haven't finished the fourth book, I think.
Yeah, well, that's almost impossible to get through, so I don't blame you.
I figure I got time before the next comes out. I think that's still 2019 now.
Yeah, it's never coming out. The robots will get us before then.
If the robots get me before I know the end of Game of Thrones, I'm going to be pissed.
me too.
My biggest regret.
Me too. you see any other weird shit lately, Ambon?
I have seen some weird shit, so this was also big on the internet today. Apparently, a new law just came into effect in Oregon that allows people to pump their own gas, which I didn't know that they weren't allowed to do that before.
Yeah, I've never heard of that being, illegal anywhere, which seems kind of lazy.
I can't believe there was a law that people couldn't just pump their own gas, but apparently in Oregon, they have to have a attendant pump your gas for you.
Well, now so we people see are kind where of, all their entitlement comes from.
Yeah, a bunch of snowflakes up there. Portlandia makes sense now. But so a lot of people were kind of weighing in on Facebook, and a lot of it was tongue in cheek. But people are like, "I'm 62 years old, I've never pumped gas. How am I going to learn now? I don't want to get the smell of gasoline on me. Like I refuse to do this." People are just up in arms about it. Like, I don't feel safe pumping gas. What if someone comes and mugs me? It's cold outside.
But the rest of the world does it, you know. it's insane. I don't know why that law exists. I don't care. If people try to pump my gas, I get out of the car. I'm like, no, you go away. I got this. I got this handled.
Yeah, there's like once in a while you'll find a random place that is full serve around here, and I don't like it. Like, just let me get out and swipe my card. I don't want to talk to somebody when I pump my gas. I don't want to have to like tell them how much to put in or what kind you want. Have them judging you.
Yeah, and then you just
say you're not getting the premium.
Yeah, you're not getting the premium. Oh, can you just put like $10 in? Oh, you're gonna judge me because I can't fill up my tank. I can only put $10 in at a time. No.
Yeah, so I don't get paid till Friday. I can't, you know.
Are you supposed to
tip? Can't be filling up. I probably. I don't like that either. I don't like being expected to tip.
Ridiculous. I don't know for a fact I have to tip. I don't do it.
Just, I never have cash either, especially if you're going to the gas station. Like, you just swipe your card.
Yeah.
I don't know. What am I going to do? Throw some quarters out of my cup holder at the person? Come on.
Do you tip? Do you tip people, like, when you go to so you like go pick up a pizza somewhere?
No.
No. All right.
Not if it's a to-go order and you're just picking, you go to a register. If I have to physically walk to the register, pay, and pick it up off the counter, I don't see what you did or deserve a tip.
Exactly. Like, I always see like the tip line when I'm signing the receipt, and I'm just like, no.
Pass.
No, thank you.
I don't like it because some places even like guilt you into it more, like the ones that have the iPad things that are on the swivels.
Oh, yeah.
Like, there's some taco places around here that do it where you go to check out and it's like tip amount, and it'll have like four different amounts that you can do, or
50%.
Like, or no tip at the bottom, and then, you know, the person's watching you as you do it. Like, come on.
Yeah, I know.
All you did was put a taco together.
Yeah, exactly. I hate tipping. I hate tipping everyone.
Now we're getting into tipping. I don't know. That's a touchy subject. If people get all up in arms about it.
I tip when I have to tip.
I don't mind it at a restaurant. Like, no. That's something you anticipate.
Restaurant, you know, bar, something like that. That's fine.
Right. You know, going in, that's what you're going to do. I don't like it when people try to spring it on me unexpectedly.
I ain't trying to tip every single person that, you know, does something for me.
Exactly. I don't know your pay structure and whether you rely on this for your livelihood or not. It should be my job to know.
Yeah, exactly. Put a big sign up there and I'll know.
I get paid this much per hour and it's below minimum wage because I anticipate tipping. Oh, okay. Then I'll tip you.
Yeah, fine. I don't want a
guessing game. If you're making the $15 an hour, then you don't need to get tipped, you know, because you're handing me my pizza.
No, not at all. All right. Well, I mean, you got anything else here, Hambone?
No, that was a weird tangent, but
it was weird, very weird.
I'm excited. I'm excited to be going to Jacksonville. It's going to be awesome. We got a 16-hour drive ahead of us. I think we're going to get some Chick-fil-A, which is always amazing.
Got to get Chick-fil-A.
I think we got to try to get that like multiple times.
Oh, I'm definitely getting it anytime I can. And I'm gonna, when we do stop to get some, I'm just gonna buy a couple meals and like stash them under the seat or something.
Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, I think we might record the podcast a little bit in the car. Maybe do a little bit in the car afterwards. I'm thinking we do it before and after. Get us on the way bit in the car. We're all excited, and then after the game, whatever happens, you know.
Yeah. Hopefully, it's not sad grip cast, but you never know. There are still the Bills.
The way she goes.
All right. Well, cool. That's all we got. Thanks for listening. Make sure you follow us on all our social media accounts. You can check everything out in real time. We'll try to, you know, probably update like Instagram pretty often and Twitter and everything. Maybe Periscope Live a little bit, you know, if we get into some interesting scenarios. And if anyone is going down to Jacksonville and wants to tailgate or meet up or anything, hit us up.
Yeah, dude. I mean, it's going to be wild. We got this, we're like picking people up on the airports on the way down there. Whatever you got to do to get down there, you got to get there.
Yeah.
How often do you get to see the Bills in a playoff game?
Exactly. Exactly. You got to do whatever it takes.
I'm still in shock. All right. I think that's about it, man, right?
Yeah. Yeah, we're good.
All right. Cheers.
Cheers.